The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In addition to celebrating the Ascension this weekend, in some parts of the world, it is also World Communications Weekend, and I can see a connection. Today, we can hear and see the news 24 hours a day, from whatever perspective you wish to hear that news. Depending on what button you hit on the remote control, you can choose the kind of truth you would like to listen to. One channel will tell you that a head of state is the greatest breaker of democracy. The next station will declare that that same head of state is the second coming of the Messiah. We can receive this information 24 hours a day, updated every few seconds, and you can choose whatever truth you think is correct and make your life decisions on that basis. You've heard the expression that news travels fast and bad news travels even faster. Well, news hasn't always traveled fast. Back in the late 17th and early 18th centuries, the legend is told of what happened in the English coastal town of Hartlepool. The Napoleonic Wars were at their height when, on a stormy day, a French ship was wrecked off the coast. The only survivor was the ship's mascot, which was a monkey, and he was washed ashore. The people of Hartlepool had never seen a monkey before, nor, for that matter, have they ever met a Frenchman. Mistaking its chattering for a language of the enemy, they convicted the monkey of being a French spy, and he was hanged. When Napoleon eventually was defeated in Waterloo, it took 2 days for the news to reach London. Today, 24-hour news channels, newspapers, blogs, and social media inundate us with news and with opinion, which is often disguised as news. It's hard to differentiate news from propaganda. We need time to reflect on events, but rarely do we have the opportunity or time to do so. We would be wise to take a leaf from St. Paul's book, to read the daily newspaper, weekly periodical, favorite blog, or listen to radio or television with what Paul describes as a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Don't let all the bad news tempt you to think that God has socially isolated himself. In the first reading today, we hear the words, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking upwards to heaven?" You see, if we only look skywards for Christ, we lose sight of the reality of his presence around us, in each and every person, in the beautiful world that we have been gifted. You see, we are part of God's eternal plan. I'm reminded of the other story I heard of when Jesus returned to heaven after his death and ascension. The archangel Gabriel was surprised to see him back so soon. 33 years is not a long time, especially when you think of the immensity and the importance of the task that Jesus was given to do. "Back so soon," Gabriel said to Jesus. "Well, I would have stayed longer," said Jesus, "but they crucified me." "Oh, so you were crucified," said the angel Gabriel. "That means you failed." "Not necessarily," said Jesus. "You see, I called together a little group of disciples. They will carry on my work." "And what if they fail?" said the angel Gabriel. Jesus said, "I have no other plans." If we return to an early chapter in Mark's Gospel, the fifth, Jesus meets his disciples on another mountain. Back then, he was instructing them on what they were being called to do as he was still with them. Today, near the very end of the Gospel, the disciples are instructed to meet Jesus on yet a different mountain. Now, these same apostles are given further instructions. There is a great sense that these disciples will be left holding the baby. Despite the odds, they did well. The Acts of the Apostles, today's first reading, describes how they set about the task. And later, the reading from St. Paul to the Ephesians praise God's blessing on the work that they have to do. Every time we come to Mass, or more recently, every time we join the live streamed Mass, we too are instructed by God's Word. With very varying levels of success and skill, the priest might draw attention to some aspect of the readings. We ask God's blessing on our needs with the general intercessions. We have the Eucharist, and after that, like the disciples, we're sent out to love and serve the Lord. Now there seems to be a sense that we are the ones left holding the baby. We live in an imperfect world, populated by imperfect people, gathering this evening in an imperfect church to continue the work of God. What an amazing challenge. God left his disciples to continue the mission of being good news to the world. Now it's our turn, and we ask God's blessing. In the closing lines of St. Matthew's Gospel, just listen to, Jesus tells his disciples to teach those who follow them to keep all the commandments that he has given them. This line makes me a little bit uncomfortable. Do I mention topics like morality, justice, marriage, the value of human life, sexual ethics and truth, and risk not having you join us next weekend? Or do I steer clear of such topics and that challenging message so that we all feel happy, comfortable, but risk our salvation? If in doubt, I invite you to read again the second last line of the Gospel. I close with the most consoling words of Jesus. Know that I am with you always until the end of the age. Christ is always with us. He has been with us since he ascended into heaven and will be with us until the end of time. The words offer comfort to hearts troubled by our political system, perhaps by Mother Church, most certainly by the coronavirus. We are now Jesus' disciples today on Communications Weekend, on Ascension Day. We reflect on the message we carry. What message do I proclaim by my life? Do I broadcast the truth? Could I be considered a credible witness?